The views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and I just want to thank you all for joining in our live show on this Wise Wednesday, and it's Wednesday, March the 30th, 2016, and as we said, it's Wise Wednesday, so we will have a live show for you today. But before we get started into that, you know what we have to talk about? We have to talk about the necessity of us to support Black Talk Radio Network and all the programs that are brought to you by this great network. Everyone, please make your monetary donations, tell your friends, tell your family members about this program and this network, because it's so, so important that we do that in order that our agenda can be sown among the people that will have the energy to direct its future. So, so important. So please, everyone, maintain the overall direction of Black Talk Radio Network so that it can continue to move forward in leaps and bounds, so it can reach as many people as possible. And all of those individuals that it reaches will have a decision as to if they are going to partake and to actually represent themselves in a way and represent themselves with Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are here. That is so edifying to our overall collective prudence. So make your monetary donations, donate your time, donate your professional services. If you can, schedule events that can feature Black Talk Radio Network. So just reach out to us. Let us know. You know how to reach out to Black Talk Radio Network. We're here, and not only are we here, we are waiting for you to join the team for us to succeed in the future. So as soon as you possibly can do that, please do that. Also, everyone, check out our Facebook page for Tando Radio Show. That's T-H-A-N-D-O Radio Show. And check us out there if you have any questions or comments, or you could post it there. And also, you could check out all of the articles that we have posted there. We post daily what's going on, some of the things that was going on in the world, and some of the things that I think is very, very important for our people. But if there's some things that you would like to know about, definitely make it known there, or you reach out to us so that we can definitely be on the same page and go in the same direction. So let's go to Tando Radio Show and check out what we've had posted there since yesterday's show. Yesterday's show was a very, very good show. If you didn't catch it, because I forgot to post it inside of Facebook, excuse me, I'm sorry, my mistake. I did, but then I deleted it by mistake. But you can check the rebroadcast and go to Black Talk Radio Network and look at the recording for that show. Very good. Very, very important show. Now, since then, we have a posting, and this one comes from YouTube. It says, Caucasian white man has only 8,000 year human history. So check out that YouTube video, very, you know, important, and check that one out. Good to know. Next one comes from Twitter. And this, on this one, what I wanted you to do, and it's probably a little older now, but it says, find the Twitter on this Twitter page that's here, and look for banks are still too big to fail. And it's going to tie Deutsche Bank in into Germany's economy. Very, very important tweet that's there and article that's there. Check out that one. Next one comes from missorg.org, and this one is a really good, important article also. And this one is, price controls may be on the way. read this article, because what happens is every time governments go into major collapse, they are price controls, which is nothing more than another form of capital controls that is happening. And you need to know these things. And one of the commentary I said, time is getting short until the real economic pain is released. Anyone who knows history can tell this is what governments do amidst the fall. Check out this article. Very, very important. Next one comes from Bloomberg.com. Very, very important one. And this one says Chicago's rating cut by Fitch after pension overhaul dashed. Very important. The city of Chicago's credit rating was now moved to a junk status. That is telling you everything about what is going to happen. But this is one of the major municipalities in this country that is basically economically bankrupt. And this is going to spread. It's not just Chicago. It's going to spread to all of the major cities. The muni funds will explode. The pension funds will explode. The commentary that I had put on this is that they, let me check this. Oh, man, it messed up. 1 second. And this is important for you to know, because this ties into the pension funds directly. But not only does it tie into the public pension funds or the municipal pension funds or the state pension funds, it also ties into the private pension funds, because all of them are basically in the same situation. There is no difference. So the commentary that I put, well, we'll check that out, because it's coming up a little slow. Check out the commentary that we have there, and I don't want to wait too much longer before I lose my overall place. But check out the commentary. This is critical. Extremely critical. You must take your own financial direction in your own hand. You can no longer have blind faith in this system, because blind faith is always the first step to genocide. You have to take control of this by your own hands, else your hands will turn into the palms of begging in the future. The same hands that you have now that you could be taking control of your economic direction, those same hands, if you ignore or decide not to engage in this financially, and we've talked about ways in which you do it. We also have where we teach you how to actually go into the Forex market, and you could go to iMarketsLiveInternational.com and learn how to do that. We have the precious metals class. We have the preparedness training classes that we have. These are some of the things that you should be doing to take back your overall economic existence and take control of this direction. And I'm telling you, if you don't take control of it, you will go into the same economic condition that people in Europe have gone under in the last collapse and the collapse before that. It's a never-ending situation, and you have the opportunity to lose all of the economic energy that you've ever stored in your working life. And that is not something that you should be playing with. So check out this article. Read it for yourself. They are telling you it's over. Pensions are a thing of the past, the way that you know them. So check this out. Next article comes from bat.org, and this one is What currency has the highest purchasing power? And I said, this is something you need to know how to play right so it can work for you. Very, very enlightening. Well, not enlightening, but a very, very good article for you to know and to check out. Next article comes from Bloomberg also. It's 18 years since the emerging markets currencies had it this good. There's a reason why, and it's only going to continue. The emerging market economies are going to be the first rate economies. The U.S. economy is going to fall into a second rate country's economy, a third world country's economy, then it's going to lapse into a fourth world economy. This is the overall design and the program and the manipulation that's going to be worked in the intentions of the overall economic system itself. They have no allegiance to which you've known for so long and had so much faith and confidence in as the Western banking and the Western financial institutions. They are going to fall. They're telling you this in so many ways, and they're substantiating it and validating it by some of the things that we post here in Tando Radio Show. So check this out. Next article comes from National Geographic. But I had to get it from there because it's a good article. And this one is, you and almost everyone you know owe your life to this man. Very, very important story about the Cold War and the Cuban Missile Crisis that happened, where there was a Russian submarine captain that refused to engage its ballistic missiles at that time. And it reminded me of a recent lady in the U.S. Air Force that did basically the same thing. And then she was removed from command. I'm going to find that story and repost it. I know Scotty remembers it, and a lot of you may remember it. Then this lady, I tried to check up on her status, and she was arrested and haven't been heard from again. But this is some, let me tell you something. There are some people that do have moral conviction inside of the system. And the system is a very, very, what it does is it compartmentalizes people so that they won't know what's going on, and they will just believe the same propaganda that has been spewed and cast on you. But there are people that genuinely care about humanity and compare about us all. And they make the ultimate sacrifices and go without being known throughout history. And this is something that we have to understand and see that this is important for us in order for us to take back our human existence. These are the steps that we must take. So this is a good article. And I'm going to find the other article of the lady that was recently, I forgot her name, the Air Force colonel, I believe she was a colonel, that was removed from command because she refused to follow orders that would engage the U.S. nuclear sub fleet into engaging with known targets, and she would not do it. Thank you to her, and thank you to this former Russian commander of a submarine. So check out that article. Next one is depopulation through self-sterilization. Really good article. A lot of you have checked that one out, and that is a one that we should continue to. Another one comes from Sputnik News. Big Brother's rising. The U.S. turns into a full-blown surveillance state. And I said, this is the purge. This is what this is the purge that I've been talking about. What they want to do is bring the U.S. in the Western banking and financial style and the Western way of living to the overall global court of opinion on what the U.S. has been engaging in illegally and how they have been colonizing different countries and stealing their resources and the overall totalitarian regime that it has been. So that is what I believe is going to happen. And we talk about that a lot here, and we will continue. Next article comes from the CalgaryHerald.com, and it says, worse than 2008, Condo King delays Alberta project amidst oil crunch. Check out this. Canada's economy is crumbling by design. And this is going to also have cross-pollination here. And it's very, very important that you see what's going on in Canada, because this is a prelude to what is going to happen here. Next article we have that comes from, the next thing that's posted here is today's live show is going to be Wise Wednesday with Team Davis, and Brother Davis is going to talk about the power of meditation and bring us into that realm where we really need to start meditating and taking control of all of our capabilities. And that is something that has to be nurtured from the overall spiritual development, and the best way to do that is through meditation. And Brother Davis is in queue, ready to go as soon as we get through these the current events and the daily news that we carry here. So that is coming up in about 2 or 3 minutes. We'll take a commercial break, come back, and then Brother Davis will be here, and this is something I know I'm looking forward to hearing. Next one comes from Sputnik News once again. NSA meets secretly in Israel to plan Skutznet's like operation. One of the things I've always said here is that what they're going to do is they're going to hack into the overall economic collapse, and they're going to hack their way to the global nuclear war that is going to happen. And this is the indication that this is going to happen. So check out that article. Next one. And I said, I know this area very well. This is crazy, but I'm not surprised. And I know this area extremely well. I did training in this area. I actually lived very close to this area before we moved out of Southern California. I know this, what goes on in some of those, that area that's there. And I'm not surprised by this. This is a red alert. What the heck is going on in California? Check out this YouTube video that was posted there. And this happened in the San Bernardino Mountains in, well, not the San Bernardino, but in the county of San Bernardino. And I'm not surprised at all, but it is telling you as to what we can expect to happen in the future. Next article, great, great one from Sputnik News once again. Hackers cripple computer system of Washington Hospital demands million. This happened before, and this is a repost. Check this one out. And I did that because I wanted to give you a reminder of how important this hacking thing is, because that is going to be the next false flag when they start to destroy the banking system. And it's going to give them plausible deniability to have martial law and to go into World War III, that's going to turn into global nuclear war and to totally annihilate the economy here. This is what I believe the plan and the agenda is. Next article comes from the Navy. I can't see this. All right. U.S. Pentagon tells military families to leave Turkey. So check out that article was from yesterday. Next one, 2 days ago. Next one is from usnews.com. A former executive at a New York investment bank has been arrested and charged. He defrauded clients, and it was $92 million, and he took $25 million. This is the overall economic purge that is building that we've been talking about, and we'll talk about continuously until we are fully aware and ready to respond and prepared for it all. So with that being said, hey, we're going to jump into a quick commercial. We're going to have about four commercials. Then we're going to come back, and Brother Davis is on in queue. And at the appropriate time, if you have any questions for Brother Davis towards the end of his presentation, definitely don't hesitate to call. Give us a call at 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032 pound. Then just hit *61. We'll see you in queue and definitely bring you up as soon as possible so that you can ask your question or make your comments. Very, very important. You're listening to the Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these four quick commercial breaks.
You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com. You are tuned in to the Black Talk Radio Network. For live programming schedules, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
The world will soon place you and your family members under geopolitical, economic, and social unrest. Are you ready? If your answer is no, then this is the opportune time for you to become informed, aware, and prepared for soon coming events. For only $25 per month, become educated in the area of precious metals and disaster preparedness for your home and businesses. For more information, email wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Because becoming an entrepreneur is very empowering, we would also like to encourage you in firing your boss. Learn the wonderful opportunities in the Forex market. Find out more about these proven strategies at www.imarketsliveinternational.com. The time has come that we become empowered instead of exploited.
The Tando Radio Show is live on Black Talk Radio Network, Monday through Fridays at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Check Black Talk Radio Network on Facebook for updates. Also, don't forget to follow Tando Radio Show on Facebook as well. Have a question or comment for the host? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND. That's 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
Good evening, good evening. Go ahead, brother.
Go ahead, Brother Davis.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. This is an excellent opportunity for us to sit down and have a time of total awareness. What is total awareness? Well, you already see what's going on around you. Have you really considered what's happening to every level of around you? You think about what they're doing to the food. You think about what they're doing to the water. You think about what they're doing in other countries. You think about what they're doing in other cities. You think about what they're doing in your city. We are being bombarded with toxics. Yes, that's right. Mental, physical, and spiritual toxics. Literally, on every stage of every level of life right now, we are being attacked. And for those of you who don't know, they're stepping their attack up. And the reason why they're stepping their attack up is because we are here waking up. That's right. You see, if you fear, then literally they know they're still in control. But when you decide to let go of that fear, you have to replace it with something that's going to empower you, as more so than that fear had a grip on you. And that's why we do these opportunities. You take these opportunities to really open up your window of understanding so that you can see what you can do in your circumstance. Now, you've heard us talk about food. And you've heard the terms of GMO and label reading. These are avenues of information that we can operate in. And understand this. It's the responsibility of self to take control and make the decisions that will make self better. You see, that's why I always point out that in your realm, and your realm may be your family and that sort of thing, how you deal with yourself is the example. Because, see, there's always someone watching. My wife said to me, you know, just the other day, she says, you know, sometimes I just look at your growth and how much you're expanding. And, you know, that told me that the example that I've set has given her the incentive to go ahead and expand who she is, starting with her. And that's where we are today, brothers and sisters. The object of today is for us to be able to look at ourselves and see what we need to be doing to detoxify us of all of this confusion. Now, it's unique, this confusion, because it's organized. Absolutely. And that didn't come all at once, and it's not going to go all at once. But there is a process to eliminate. Now, to give you an understanding, first of all, let me say this. Before there was confusion was the reward. Now, the reward is unique in many ways. Because really, it's simplistic. The reward is peace. Absolutely. When you know that you have applied all of the tools that you have to get to where you want to go, the process of getting there becomes easier the more you apply these tools. Absolutely. So let's start something basic like food. Okay, we know what's happening to the food supply. We don't need to go into all of that. You should be reading labels. Anything that has more than 4 or 5 syllables really should not be in your body. And how do you take control of that? By eliminating those foods that have 4 or 5 syllables. because they don't offer you the nutritional value of one-syllable foods, such as kale. Very simple, spinach. Very simple, grapes, bananas. Isn't that kind of unique, though? How we have been bombarded with confusions through a multiplicity of symbols. Because now, you know, at one time when we would just drink water, now you have what's called vitamin water, G water. You have mineral enhanced water. Some of this is what's called overkill. And you know, you don't really want to die. So you leave that stuff alone. You see, we have to take the confusion out of simplicity so we can start our restoration. And that's exactly what we're going to do. We're going to say that surely you know that if you eat an all-natural diet, that you're only going to get natural things. What are natural things? Things that are designed by the universe. The cosmology of togetherness. Now, why do I say that? Because all things natural are connected. Absolutely. And all things living require to be a part of that connection. And we are living. You see, the confusion had to be bought in somehow. So how was that done? Through deception. And as long as they made deception appear to be something it was not, most people didn't evaluate what it was. So now that we sit back and we're looking at the food supply and we're saying, well, if you decide that you want to go out here and you get something that you're not making, that means something that requires a process. And you take and you consume that. Whatever that process is, you consume also. How do you eliminate that? You go out and you cook your food your way. Absolutely. Right now, fast food restaurants, so-called public restaurants, they're all under stress because people are starting to wake up and realize that a lot of the disease that are inundating America now are being placed there through diet, through water. See, so that means that we have a role that we can play in disseminating a healthy person. Now, what is disseminating a healthy person? That means to put the example of that healthy person in our minds and making the decision to eat and drink the things that are going to keep that person healthy. Okay? So we do know that in this process, there's a certain degree of physicality. Excuse me. And that physicality requires us to exercise, which is good. Absolutely. The body needs that also. But that serves the same purpose as well eating well. Because when you eat well, the nutrition feeds the living aspects of your body. Is there an echo in here? Okay, so if that is the case, yes, we must focus.
But there's a small echo.
Muted.
Okay, well, while you take care of that, I'll just slow it down a little bit so I can.
It's good now. There you go. It's all perfect now.
Okay, if that's the case, we have to become more focused on, first of all, the things in the universe that directly affect us. And you know what? A lot of people may have not given a lot of thought to that, but you look for the sun to come up every day. You look for night to fall at night. You look for the natural blessings of that process. And a lot of you may not have realized it, but when night falls at night, and your body goes into a state of sleep, it literally wakes up your pineal gland to start producing melatonin or melanin. And that highest peak of operation is like from 1 o'clock in the morning to 5:15, where you're producing, your body's producing that so-called natural action. It's producing that melanin for you so that when you wake up, and you look at the sun and the rays come down on the body, that melatonin is being fortified. Why? Because it naturally reacts to the sun's rays. This is what's called living cells waking up. Absolutely. There's a process. And as long as we are living, there is something we could do to enhance or maximize that process. So I am glad that we had the opportunity to just be able to talk and attach ourselves to growing beyond our circumstances. We are human beings at birth. Absolutely. So those examples that we follow, now I've talked or told this lesson before, that if they're good examples, then we will turn in to good examples. If they're bad examples, we will turn in to bad examples. So we have to look at this example on all three levels, mental, physical, and spiritual. Because literally there is not just one aspect of a person that you see when you're dealing with them as an example. Because you're seeing them on all of those levels. Now, why do you say you're seeing them on all of those levels, brother? Because when you react with other people and you are the example, if you get into an outrageous argument with other people, then that's what your example is going to think is the form of communication. So your example, when it begins to communicate, it's going to think that a vociferous voice is a part of articulating a position or point of view. So literally, until they evolve to understand that that's not the process, they're going to follow their example. And here's the best part about that. If they're following a good example, they're going to see the spiritual nature in the harmony of the family. Why? Because there's always communication done between people of harmony. You see, for there to be a harmony, there must be a balance. And what is that balance? That balance may be the show of respect. That balance may be the interaction of the other people in the house that the example is exposed to. But they don't understand where that balance comes from. Okay? So before they can mature to understand that, they have to follow the example. So when you come in and you're sitting down to breakfast, well, that example is looking at what you do. Well, mothers, when a child is still fresh from the womb, have a natural process that the child attaches to naturally. Why? Because when the child went through the universal blueprint of growth from seed to infant, there are sounds that it hears. The blueprint has already started to bring the human to fruition by giving him all of the organs that he needs, all the extremities that he needs, waking up all of the senses that he needs. The last thing that is applied is the spirit. Now, the why is because the shell had to be formed first so the spirit can be inlaid into it. So when the child is brought into life, and it starts to experience it, that first oxygen that goes to its lungs is awakening that spirit. And that's when we must step up as the examples. So, now you've already can identify with the mental, because the example must show in reflection the attitude, meaning how the quality of life is devised, to the example when it opens its eyes. In most cases, this has been well planned. Okay, so now, here's a child. Now the child's 5, 6 months old now, and you see it start, character starting to really take form and starting to show its natural facial features and everything. And you're starting to see the cognitive development that we're starting to grab stuff and hold it and shake it because it's starting to realize its motor skills. It's interesting how this develops if you really look close at it, because It's really very simplistic. Nothing has actually changed to the child. You know why? Because when the child was in the womb, it was still developing the senses, and it can hear. You ever hear people sing, say, well, they're singing to their child? Well, that means that mother's voice is being filtered through the child's spiritual sensory perception before the child is awakened. And by the time the child is awakened, it gravitates to the voice it's heard the most already. You see, this cosmological universe is by a design far more than we can comprehend as human beings. So we must evolve. Isn't that interesting? I must explain that to you. Because as we grow, and we're coming from kindergarten into the first grade, and then we're hitting the third grade, we're starting to develop that character in our thinking process. Okay? A lot of people don't realize this, but most people, when they're born, especially melanated children, they are right-sided thinkers. That's right. They think through creativity. They think through imagination. This is the natural order of things. And so we fail to understand that because we have been so caught up in the things of this world that have taken us away from the world that the universe has supplied. And the world that the universe has supplied is what we need to survive. All this other stuff that's going on and what they're doing to the food and what they're doing, we don't need that. No, literally. You can go out here with a handful of seeds and some soil. And because the universe supplies, gives you what is considered to be a lunaric calendar, that year, that lunar year, brings forth all of the essence that you need to take them seeds and put them in a process. And they develop something that will nourish your body again and again and again and again. The process is infinite. What is not infinite is the amount of knowledge that one could attain to stay involved in the process forever. But what is so unique about it is if we sustain the simplicity of the process, we evolve. Absolutely. One day you wake up and you say, "You know, I realize I'm no longer have to depend on my parents. Now I can go into my bedroom and I can make up my own bed and I can pick out my clothes." You see, this is starting to operate as a child developing to greater. You see, other animals cannot do that. No, when other animals have babies, they follow their example into survival because they do not have the processes that we have as spiritual beings. Now, understand how I said that because I don't want you to think, and some people will say, are you saying that animals don't have spirit? That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is we as human beings we evolve beyond our human process. Now, a lot of people want to see themselves as being spiritual, but they don't want to do the things that require a healthy spirit. So now let's look once again to our example. If we are feeding them well, and we keep them on a schedule in which they can begin to identify, oh, this hour of the day, the sun goes down. Oh, I'm waking up and the sun's up. You see, they're beginning to understand their connection with the celestial universe. Now, I used a different term. I said celestial this time. And the reason being is because there are far more mysteries in the universe that we can tap into as we begin to develop beyond our human consciousness. Okay? So, In doing so, since we've been so bombarded with all of this confusion for all of these years, we are in the fight of our lives. Now, I know a lot of you guys are saying, well, what do you mean we're in for the fight? That's right. We have to clean up ourselves. You see, we cannot give a great gift to someone who's not wise enough to understand the importance of the gift. Because some people, you give them something and they'll go right out and get rid of it right away. You know why? Because they don't understand it. It was given to them. There was no work involved. So now you have to say to yourself, well, yeah, well, if I want to evolve to the point in which I can be a part of the greater vision of our universe, and I have a role that my spirit can rise to, what role is that? Well, that role is called divinity. What divinity means is when your spiritual self and your physical self are in harmony with the universal self, then you begin to realize what real, and this, understand this term very clearly. You may have heard me use it before. The role your real self plays. Now remember, I told you before about real self. So now you have to look at real self from the example's point of view now. Because if you want them to develop to their divine self, you have to put them and show them the right behavior, the right way of carrying themselves, and how to seek out the information that's pertinent for this path. So since we see that what's ahead of us, we got to look at what is behind us. And right now, we have been inundated with all of the negativities of TV, chaos, music. Do you realize that in reality, we don't even know how to love? And I know people would say, oh, yeah, well, no, you don't. Because, see, this technological system has damaged us so much psychologically that we literally first must learn to put all of our emotions down and step aside. Because that way we can make decisions based on what our real self needs. We can't be emotional about it because emotion taints a decision that real self needs to make. And this is what our example needs to understand, that there comes a point where we have to sit down and say, what is the best thing for me to do now? And that's where we are. You see, tonight's show is about how we take all of that waste and nothingness that has been dumped in our minds by this TV set. And how do I know? Because 80% of the memories in your mind are not yours. 80% of the images that you think about are not yours. They have been planted there over years and years of television, of wanting to be able to sustain a regular income source, because it keeps you in that, what I called before, the program society, where you're jumping from program to program to program to program. We have to realize that's toxic. That's right. Now understand how I said that. I didn't say that you have to go out and disconnect from it right away. No. We have to make decisions with our real self that will help us be able to find a way to leave our old self. I'm hoping you got that, because this is what this show is tonight about. Making decisions now so that we can make ourselves into our real self. And it's not going to be easy. You think about it.
think about the videos you've seen over the years, and the food you ate, the things you've done. You think about your electromagnetic life source that has literally given you a visual camera of all of the experiences that you've gone through over the years. Some good, some bad, some you enjoyed, some you don't want to even remember. This is the toxicity that we must get rid of. And it is not going to be easy. Believe me, I have been in this for a while. And some days I'm hurt. I'm hurt because there are things that I have experienced in my time that I thought I had gotten away from. But when I think about the magnitude of what I'm trying to accomplish, they come back. And I'm glad they came back. Because now I have a direction. I know what I can do. I can operate in the plan that I have to detoxify myself so that these things cannot control me and leverage me anymore. You see, that's what we as individual selves must do. So don't think for 1 minute that I'm wanting sympathy, because I don't have time to give sympathy. Remember, you have to put your emotions outside of self. Emotions in this process will only slow the process or take you back to who you were. And if you're here, we are seriously hoping and praying that this is your time. Because if this is your time, you can start this process now. And I'm going to give you the tools where you can measure your growth in this process. And with these tools, if you apply them in this process, we can get out of this and we can change everything as you see it now before our tomorrows take our time. And that is important because, see, you can start on a path today. Okay? You could do all of the right things today. You could be gung-ho today because you got the information right now. You're fired up. You're writing it down. You know that you could follow this pattern and just stick to this pattern. And you know, well, I'm going to eat this way tomorrow and I'm going to start my day out. As soon as I wake up, I'm going to have some lemon water on the side of my bed, and I'm going to drink the water. My body's going to become alkaline, and then when I go downstairs, I'm going to eat food that is based on a single syllable, and the minimal amount that I have to cook it is better for me because for nutritional value. You see, you can have all of this in your mind today, but operating in it tomorrow is all on self. And see, the old self is always lingering. The old self is always saying, you know what, man? You really want to do that? Shoot, you can go on over there, grab a couple of eggs, throw them in the frying pan, maybe throw a piece of bacon in there, have that fried up, throw them 2 pieces of bread, be out the bus stop, 10 minutes. But the new self is saying, now, when I get up today and I drink my alkaline water while I'm preparing myself to go, I'm looking at it now, I'm brushing my teeth, I'm not using a fluoride toothpaste. I'm using a vegetable-based toothpaste, a neem or a vegetable oil, like a coconut oil or something. Okay, I'm changing to be better. Okay? And you won't have people fortifying you. That's why it is so important that we remove the emotion so self can have total control and not have the ability to rationalize what they're doing with emotion. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, this path that we are going to start on tonight is going to go into places you may not want to go. Because we have to visit those places to clean them out. I'm going to tell you something. I cannot begin to imagine some of the memories that you have that you really don't want to enter. But believe me, you cannot begin to believe some of the memories that I have. But I know this path must be traveled. So when we come back, we're going to open the door to going through this path.
This is Brother Elliot, host of Time for an Awakening, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, new media for the new millennium.
Now, when we were ignorant, money was our reward. That's right. You go to work. You know why? Because you look, that money gives you a quality of life. Well, what if you can do that with a whole different mindset? A whole different mindset. Well, make your reward the original reward. Make your reward peace of mind. You see, you can be manipulated with those things and those outside of yourself. If you submit to your old self. But in changing yourself, you're starting to dump those things, okay? So you got the big screen TV, but now you know that the big screen TV has a flash projection of over 30 flashes, over 60 flashes per second. So now that's putting you into a trance state, a trance state that you don't control, because beyond that trance state, there are things being planted in with your mind that you're thinking you're only watching TV for entertainment, and they literally are changing you. So you have to ask yourself, what do I want to do about that? What do I want to do about the TV? You see, I read a book called The Four Arguments Against TV, which literally tells you about how you are programmed because you're watching this. And before you know it, when you go out, you're buying things you really don't need based on that TV and the way it's conveying that idea of what you don't need is good for you. Okay? So now we know just through that we should be cutting back on TV. We should be cutting back on TV to the degree that we do not need TV anymore. Eventually. Now, why do I say eventually? Because you were brought up in TV age. That's always been a part of your life. But you don't see the damage of it because it was always there. But you are more damaged now because technology has taken TV to a new level. Your TV now is no longer an entertainment tool. Your TV is Big Brother. And it's okay. You know why? Because now you know. You see, knowing is half the battle. So now you know when you come in the house, you don't have to turn it on. They ain't telling you something you don't know. Think about it. And guess what? You just can't dump something like TV. You got to replace that TV with something so it doesn't draw you back to it. So what will we do when we dump the TV and we got to find something to replace it with that's going to at least stimulate us? We can read. That's right. We can find those subjects that interest us, and we can expand who we are based on our ability to take a simple process like reading and expand who we are as human beings. Okay, so you won't have commercials interrupting you and telling you in the middle of something that you're really trying to grasp, oops, you know, we got a new burger. And if you take that burger with our specials, you can get the value meal and we'll give you a healthy dose of good old Pepsi Cola with aspartame. They're not telling you that. So you don't have to be privy to that. So say you want to be a more organized person. So you're reading a book on organization. Who do you think that's benefiting? That's not benefiting your old self. That's benefiting the self you're building yourself into. And more than that, you've changed image to your example. So now all of a sudden, when they used to watch TV, they're saying to you, what you reading? You see, the commutation of the vibration of someone answering you a question means that it requires your mind to find a suitable answer for their growth. Different process altogether. Doesn't require TV at all. Eventually, with this practice, you can literally get away from the TV. Absolutely. Now, that's only if you want to expand who you are in reference to a specific thing that you want to learn. But now, understand this. You still got a lot of toxicity in there, and you in your dumping process. So if you can dump TV, that's a good part of the dumping that toxicity. But if you're not done yet, that's just an avenue, okay? So now you really want to make a statement. So what do you want to do? What can I do to expand my cleansing process? Well, I'm already consciously making the decision to focus on my real self. So if I really wanted to heal and grow simultaneously, how can I accomplish that? Meditation. So what if we took, say, a half hour every morning when we got up, and a half hour at night before we go to bed, and we call this my time. And in my time, we do something basic, okay? We find ourselves a comfortable position in a quiet room. Why must the room be quiet? Because it's your time. You want to hear from you. What's unique about that is that you hear your body. And as you start this process, your body's going to talk to you because it's going to be uncomfortable. See, your body has been a part of that toxic process for many, many years. So it's going to fight you. Didn't I tell you this ain't going to be easy? It's going to fight you. When you start putting the right stuff in it, in the beginning, it's going to talk to you. Oh, that ain't the best taste in the world. I mean, that ain't like no Big Mac. No, it ain't. But guess what? It's healthy for me, and I can get creative with it. So you're thinking in terms of staying on the path. Okay? So instead of today, when you came in the house and you just put on the head and you took some kale and you chopped it up and you topped some tomatoes and some onions up and you put it in a bowl with a nice dressing on it, and if you're feeling real good, you might throw some sesame seeds on top, pour yourself a tall, cold glass of spring water, and you sit down and go, bow your head and you thank the universe for supplying you with all you need, and you indulge. Well, your body ain't going to be happy about that right away, because it ain't going to receive the benefits. The benefits at this particular time is to your real self, because you're making decisions to make the real self transform the physical self. And in doing so, your mind is growing. Because now, remember, you're starting to think, I'm getting rid of my TV. So when I was watching 2 hours of TV at night after work, now all of a sudden I'm down to 1 hour of TV at night after the work. And before you know it, in a month, you'll be down to watching certain news channels at night after work. And then before you know it, you'll be down to the fact that you're taking your TV to a thrift store because you don't need it no more. You see, this is the process. So how do we take the time to fortify what we're doing? And that is why we introduce meditation. Meditation allows us to go into a state and a trance where we can literally hear our body work. We can appreciate the automated actions that take place inside our systems that we have no control over that keep us functioning. So we get into our state of meditation and we're starting to get our breathing down. And there's several ways of breathing. I always tell people to start it where they're comfortable and just breathe deep. Count 1, 2, 3, 4. That's your in. Take an air in. You hold that for a second. And 1, 2, 3, 4. And you're breathing air out. And you do this until you're comfortable with taking deep breaths at a rhythmic pace. It doesn't have to be at anybody else's speed, but your speed. Because as you grow and you begin to expand who you are in your process, then your body is starting to succumb to it. Because see, now you're eating better. Okay? So now your body's starting to get the benefits of your eating better. You're not watching TV. So your mind is starting to get the benefits of the new avenue of information that you're giving to it. And now you're meditating. So now your meditation is allowing all of that to move from your conscious self to your subconscious self. As it moves to your subconscious self, you begin to think, how do I strengthen this? What foundation can I lay right now in my meditation that I could literally activate while I'm not in a state of meditation and all be on the same page? Okay, so now you're getting into the meditation and you're feeling good and you're starting to realize the benefits of your meditation. This has been a week now. And you're eating better and you're starting to feel better. Remember when you used to wake up in the morning and you get that cough out just to clear your airway? You don't cough no more. You reach over and you grab your alkaline water and you take a sip and then you just drink it all down because it's refreshing. First thing in the morning. You see, your body is starting to transform. So now you're still dumping stuff now, because remember, you're eating different, so now that toxic that used to be in there, they're starting to go away, because they're no longer sustaining those places in your body no more. And now you're drinking much more quality water, much more juice. When I say juices, I mean juicing is a big thing now. You can literally go to the grocery store, buy yourself fresh vegetables, take them home, juice them, put a little smoothie in there, add a little ice to them, and mix and make your own flavors. And before you know it, you have customized that taste. When that, remember that first time when you had that, sit down and had that salad and that tall glass of water? Now, that salad has turned into a festival of food. And now you're starting to pour a little bit of coconut oil in the pan, and you're putting some plankton in there, and you're turning that plankton a few times. That so-called kale now, that kale is mixed with a lot of cranberries, and maybe throw a few pieces of mandarin orange in there. All of a sudden, you are having a festival of nutrition because of what you're doing and you're growing. And so now that you're in this growing process, you're starting to really like this, and you're starting to see the benefits of this, and you want to keep this going. So how do you keep this going? What can you do to fortify yourself on every level while you're awake and while you're asleep? Well, if we decided to do that, we would have to do something that would offer a certain thing. First thing we wanted to offer us truth. We want to know that every time we apply this The truth is, it's making us better. Okay? So therefore, if I got a little truth in there, I can really stir this together, and before I know it, I can get harmony. That's right. We're getting some truth, and we're eating well, and we're starting to drink more, and we're exercising, and we're meditating. Well, now we're restoring balance. That's right. Just think now. We got some truth. We got some harmony. We got some balance. We're starting to feel better. So there's order in there, because when we stay in this process, we're restoring the natural order to our bodies. And as we restore this natural order to our bodies, we begin to walk in a newfound freedom, a freedom and justice, a peace. Just think about that. A freedom and justice of peace. Because literally now, we don't have the burden of fear. You know why we don't have the burden of fear? Because we're starting to enjoy life in an entirely different level. Well, now this really seriously think about this. This is starting to get exciting now. We have truth. We have righteousness. We got harmony. We got balance. We got justice. We got order. And all of these things are working together. And you know what that does? That makes you better in everything. So if that makes you better in everything, that means when you do something, you're going to get rewarded for it. And you're going to get rewarded for it in a manner that you're going to want to do it more, because the rewards that you get outweigh whatever it is requiring of you to do. Well, you know what? There's a word for that. You know, that word is called reciprocity. That's right. When you are performing at your peak of truth, and you are given balance to the understanding of what you're trying to achieve in your real, true self, literally, you have hit all of the principles and the virtues of Ma'at. Truth, righteousness, harmony, balance, reciprocity, justice, and order. And guess what? That is what you can do. Oh yeah, it's 42 principles in Ma'at. So you get up the next day and you start your process, and you go to work, and you do your thing at work, and on the way home from work, you start looking for books that would give you an understanding of how all of these principles can work in your life. So you get a book and you, on Ma'at, and you come home and you sit down and you read, and it says, well, you know, out of the 42 principles, the first five is, I have not done iniquity. Well, I haven't done that. I have not done violence. Well, no, I wasn't violent to nobody. I have not stolen. No, I haven't stolen. I have done no murder or harm. Well, that's true. I haven't done that. I have not stolen food. Well, you know what? Out of the first five principles, you're talking about me. Let me write this down. And I'm going to write down here now. I have not done iniquity. I have not done violence. I have not stolen. I have not murdered or harmed. I have not stolen food. You know, I don't do any of those things any day. So you write these down, and you start thinking about that. You know what? I'm reading this here book in my reading time, so I'm expanding my mind. I've already come in the house. This morning when I left, I took some vegetables out the refrigerator, so that when I came home, I really didn't have to cook nothing, because on the way home, I stopped by the grocery store, and I picked me up some fresh fruit. So I tell you what, I'm feeling kind of light tonight. Why don't I make up a quick smoothie so I can really sit down and get into reading this book and understanding just what all of this balance is doing to me. And before you realize it, you're writing down these five principles. And as you write down these five principles, you're thinking about what I want to do with the rest of my evening. Do I want to go out and take a walk? Or do I want to go, maybe let's go down to the local community center and see what's happening in the community. See how we can contribute. See, when you begin to expand, all of these avenues start opening up to you. And it's up to you to apply yourself so that you can make a difference. And guess what? That's what you're doing. Okay, so you sit down and you have yourself a smoothie and you're starting to read the book on Ma'at, and you know what? This makes sense. I'm trying to work. The principles of Ma'at is to control the thought, control the actions, devotion to one's purpose. That's possible. That's what I'm doing. Devotion to one's purpose. Faith in the master's ability to teach truth. Faith in one's ability to assimilate the truth. You know what? This is what I'm doing. You know, this actually works hand in hand to what I'm doing. Let me write down some more of this. Then you, as you write more, you're starting to say, to wield truth, freedom from resentment, be under no persecution, to be under no wrongdoing, the ability to distinguish right from wrong, the ability to distinguish real from unreal. You know, I want these things. So you're starting to write this stuff down, you know what I mean? And all of a sudden, okay, you look up at 7 o'clock, I want to shoot down to the community center so I can see if there's something I could do or a possible, just see what's going to come on in my community, see if I can help it become a better place. So you go down and you look at your watch, okay, I'm leaving here at 8:30, 7 o'clock now. You go inside and guess what? They're talking about how to make a community better. Well, you don't want to step up right away. You want to see who's doing what. And the reason being is because you're growing yourself. You see, one thing about growing in yourself, you get so empowered with this that all of a sudden, even the air you breathe is different. The way you think is different. And people are walking around saying, you know what? Did you see what happened on Empire last night? And you're saying, Empire? And they're like, yeah, about 8:30 last night when it came on, girl, I stopped and I went on ahead, shut my whole house down, turned my telephone off. You hit it 30 last night. I was deep into my book. They're talking about something that's insignificant to them. And you're listening to this. But remember what you're operating in now. Because you don't want to intrude in what they are into, because that's not a part of who you are. Okay? So you're standing there and you're listening to the people up front talking about how they want to improve the school district and maybe they a playground project, but the problem is they don't have someone who can come in and put a floor plan together so that they can really separate the areas. And then all of a sudden somebody nudges you and says, well, what did it mean, separate the areas? And you lean over and say, well, I guess they mean they want an area for the larger kids to play and an area for the smaller kids to play simultaneously where they can have fun and not disturb each other. And that person says, oh, yeah. So at the end of the meeting and you're walking out and you're saying, you know what? I could probably do that. I could probably help here. But let me measure myself here because I don't want to take on more than I can chew. So you go back to the house and all of a sudden you walk in and on the table is already your notes. Because you remember you was reading the book from Ma'at earlier. So then you look at the clock and it's like 9:30, 9:45. You say, okay, wait a minute, this is my meditation time. Let me take time to get back in my state of meditation. And all of a sudden, you know what? I'm meditating on something different now. Because before when I was meditating, I was focusing on just trying to stay on the path to right self. But now I have some keys that I want to be able to add into my meditation. So as you go into your state of meditation and you get to that area in which you know you have to just clear your mind and not think of anything, and you start to take off to move into that next level of transformation, and as you begin to lift, you begin to say to yourself, I have not done iniquity. I have not done violence. I have not stolen. I have not murdered or harmed. I have not stolen food. And as you go into that deeper state of meditation, and you begin to have a visual of what you see yourself to be, and you see yourself walking down the street, and see, one thing about meditation is that as you observed yourself, you see your lips moving. And in this state of meditation, you get so quiet, you can hear what you're saying, and your spirit is saying, I have not done iniquity. I have not done violence. I have not. You are transforming yourself on a subconscious level. you have not begun to understand the powers yet. Because remember, there is a reciprocity that is going to come back to you for this action. So, as you begin to come out of your state of meditation and you're starting to come back to your point of now, and you're starting to find that real joy of knowing that you're on the right path and that truth now can operate in you and you can distinguish what it is, and you have to watch what you say. And the reason why you got to watch what you say is because now you become reflective of that knowledge. You see, and reflecting that knowledge, you're going to change. If at one time you would use a vulgar word here and there, that'll stop. It'll stop because that's part of the process. If you decide that at a given point that maybe I'll sneak a burger or something, that'll stop. Because you have initiated the process. Now, I have given you the seeds to transform yourself into the greatest self that you would like to be. It's attainable by us all. No one is greater than another. All of us can transform. All of us now can put together a plan. I do insist that you share. Because as you grow, you have no right to stop one else if they see in you what they would like to be. The most important thing is that you do not waver from real self. Because as you begin to grow every day, as you step out into the world, all of the elements and sensations are going to be there. And you're going to have to take your emotions and you're going to have to put them in a place which you are very comfortable with. Because everything out there who's known your old self is going to apply those same things that worked before on you. But that's fine. Because guess what? You're not that old self no more. You're starting a transformation process. Remember the stuff that you wrote down last night? Bring it to work with you. You get a few minutes to sit down and you're reading it again and you realize, you know what? I did the first five. What's the next five? I have not swindled offerings. I have not acted deceitful. I have not told lies. I have not wasted food. I have not caused anyone or anything pain. You're living this. You see, these are the basic principles of our ancestors. This is why civilization survived so long without being destroyed or being self-destructive. Because when everybody did business based on the 42 principles, then there was always a balance. There was always a truth. There was always a harmony. There was always justice. There was always order. And there was always reciprocity. Many may not realize what you're doing, but when they do, they're going to come to you and say, you know what? I don't know what it is, but something's happening in your life. I'd really like you to share it with me. Now we must understand that may the reality of my art be our guide in the way of life, so our hearts will be as light as a feather. Now, what does that mean? Our hearts may be as light as a feather. That means you're not carrying guilt. You're not carrying guilt for anything you do. Why should you feel guilty? Because you chose to work on your real self and become better. You're not carrying guilt. You're not being arbitrary with someone else and that you're going to argue a point in which you're going to allow emotion to play and go, no, you're not carrying guilt. And remember, you have not stolen, you have not committed violence, and you've not done any iniquity. You're not carrying guilt. You see, one thing about walking in truth is that when you begin to implant it in your subconscious, as you do when you meditate, you're transforming yourself. You're transforming yourself so that our ancestors and the celestial beings are seeing whether we are worthy. Worthy of what? I don't know yet. I do know this, that there are wise minds out there that are working on tools for us to incorporate every day, and one day they're going to need someone to operate those tools. And you will be prepared. And this is what we are doing. We are preparing, we are in preparation of change. We are initiating a transformation that anybody that is human can literally do for themselves. I want to take this time to encourage you to call. Now, the reason why I want you to call, and make no mistake about it, is because we must get contagious with this. Did you hear that? Let me repeat it. We must get contagious with this. When it's shown in our lives through what we do in our daily actions, there are going to be people who are going to come to you and say, lead me, guide me. Do you remember what we said? Everybody is entitled, but everybody walks their own path. I did not say don't help, but remember this. You are responsible now on a greater level. If you want the rewards of reciprocity, you must always be true to yourself. So I'm encouraging you. We're coming up on a break here shortly. And I want you to give us a call, 641-715-3660. The code to get in is 549032#. And to come in to the queue, talk to me. *61. Ask that question that I may have not conveyed to you clearly enough so that you want more clarity. That's fine. Because I cannot get you to understand the rewards of this path. You won't understand it until you start walking this path. I'm going to tell you something. You've heard me say many times, if you know me, you will not be able to achieve the impossible if you don't believe you can achieve the impossible. Well, guess what? You now have a formula that you can tap into that makes the impossible possible. And you can leave the world that you are in with the confidence of knowing that you are not carrying all of that waste and debris no more. That's your choice. You make your choice. I made mine. I can't tell you how elated I am. Because I'm laying it out here for you. I've been setting you up. That's right. I've been setting you up. And when I first started talking to you about the different vessels of programming and how it works on you every day and what your body goes through, I've been setting you up to bring you here. Because once you're here, I've given you enough tools to be able to take this and operate it according to how you see it to be. But remember, it's your real self that you must be true to. You can't be true to no one else first. It's not outside of you that I'm trying to focus on. It's what's inside of you that I want you to focus on. Because I'm going to tell you something. It transforms everything. My marriage. My grandchildren. My children. Oh, man, I'm telling you, I can't begin to tell you. And listen, you're still going to run into difficulties. I mean, me and my wife, today, I got somebody working on my car. It seemed like nothing worked out the way we expected it to. Before, we would get angry. Why is this? Oh, I got to do that. I got to pay that. You know what? All we did was flow and transition. And every time we made that transition, reciprocity. And we flowed to another transition. And every time we made that transition, reciprocity. You see, we have to be able to distinguish the benefits of being blessed in the truth that we live in our daily lives. It doesn't come outside of you, my brother. So if you're thinking you're going to get a reward, a monetary reward or something, you've defeated yourself already. But if you're thinking that you not only want to live a better quality of life, but you want to enjoy the life you live regardless of the circumstances you're in, you're on your way. And I'm going to tell you something. When you start this path, the gifts only get greater. That's right. Because, see, there's gifts of the melanin that we have no idea of the, how far it's going to take. It's after the break. Don't forget, call in 641-715-3660, Q549032. And then if you want to get into the queue, *61. I'm looking for you to call.
The Tando Radio Show is live on Black Talk Radio Network, Monday through Fridays at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Check Black Talk Radio Network on Facebook for updates. Also, don't forget to follow Tando Radio Show on Facebook as well. Have a question or comment for the host? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549-032-POUND. That's 549-032-POUND. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Tando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
Well, welcome back, brothers and sisters. Scotty, any calls? I do want to encourage everybody. This is really far beyond.
No, not yet, Brother David.
Okay, thank you. This is far beyond words. And the reason why it's far beyond words is because you've never been here before. And believe me, I know, listen, for those of you who don't know, I know exactly what the world's into. I could probably tell you a few things that you didn't know. Well, just to give you an idea. Me and my wife was talking today. I spent a lot of time with my wife, so yeah, we do a lot of talking. Google US650614 8B is involved too. I found out that is a patent for a weapon to disrupt the electromagnetic system. That's right, your nervous system. Why are these people going so far out their way to destroy life? Think about that. And we're not trying to hurt them, but yet they're attacking our very existence. Oh, that's only one of four or five different patents that are weapons against humanity. And I say that because, go ahead, Dave.
You know, Brother Davis, you know, just in listening to everything, and I'm so glad that you brought that up. You know, you had talked about our ancestors and the celestial beings, and it's so important that we understand that very, very important tie. And, you know, when I was growing up, and when young people grow up, they always talk about the different extraterrestrial entities, you know, ETs that are outside, and the fear that the overall system develops so that we will be afraid of the life that God has placed throughout the planet, you know, with saying that they're going to come here and they're going to, because of their superior technology and everything else, they're going to take us over and enslave us and all these other things. But when you really think about it, the low frequency energy that we perpetuate, I would be more afraid for those entities that live outside of our planet than I would be afraid of the threat that we would bring to them because of who we are and what we've given over to instead of what they would bring to us. And I think that is really what the universe is looking at us as those that can't be trusted to love. Because
Brother
we really
Dave,
don't...
You have no idea of how on top of the truth you are. None. I can't take you some places yet. But believe me, you have no idea how on top of the truth you are. Because I'm going to tell you something. Extraterrestrials are not new.
No.
No.
So... this isn't the time, but we'll follow this up some other time. But brother, you are right. You are definitely on point.
Definitely. And I know that, you know, and this is something that I want our audience to grow into because the evidence is more than apparent. The actual truth of it all lives inside of us that we suppress. And I know you know, Brother Davis, and we've had, you know, these conversations, but it's something that we have to break down the barriers, and this in meditating is the connection to ourselves that we have to reestablish so that we can be the creators that we've been given the overall love and capability to be. And I'm just so glad. And, you know, I'm going to tell you, Brother Davis and Sister Davis, you know, a lot of the things that we talk about here on Tando is not the popular thing and is not the mainstream media thing because it's contrary to that agenda, and it's so important for us to get back to the, as you said it earlier, the one syllable nourishment, that being our spirit, our soul. And I thank you for the commitment that you and Sister Davis have made to go on this very unpopular direction, but it's one that all warriors decide to do because it's necessary for our overall sustainability. And believe me, brother, I just want to say, Brother Davis, you are so appreciated by so many people, from RDP, from everyone that listens to Tando Radio Show, everyone that I talk to regularly. They ask me, how's Brother Davis? When's Brother Davis coming on? I just want, you know, Brother Davis is up, you know, and the same thing with Brother Bragg, but it's because people understand your genuine, who you really are, and this process that you've gone through, and you continue to nourish and develop for the betterment of not just yourself, because it's no longer about Brother Davis anymore. It's about all the living beings around Brother Davis that you have a relationship with, the flower that you pass, the tree that you pass, the grass that you happen to come in contact with, and every other living thing around you matters. And it's significant because, and this is what you're bringing to Tando, and our listeners are starting to break past the low frequency of the man created and through manipulation falsehood of death. There is no death. It's just the only thing that really that happens is that you suppress your growth.
Yes. Yes, you do suppress your growth.
And I thank you, Brother Davis, just for, you know, from the time that we've known each other and the development of our relationship and where we're going, because what you're doing and what you're talking about is so needed right now. I'm going to say this. I'm going to make this statement, and I have no problem with it. Oprah Winfrey has her place, but she is not providing one of the essential things of sustainable life. But she is on and she has all of those people that religiously through a practice follow her. Because that's what man wants you to do. Follow the direction instead of you blossoming and pollinating the universe.
Absolutely.
And so, Brother Davis, thank you once again. Definitely listen, callers, if you have any questions or comments that you want to talk to Brother Davis about the meditation, the power of it, and why it's so important, because you have to be introduced to you. There has been a wedge that has been placed between you and the existence of your capabilities by the falsehoods of the rituals that are practiced daily in our everyday surroundings and environment. And this needs to be broken first and foremost. You can't help anyone until you first identify and recognize who you are. And this is what Brother Davis is talking about and getting in trying to, you know, really get us to start to engage in our lives through meditation is the introduction to ourselves. And so if you have any questions or comments, definitely give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound, then hit star 61. I'll see you in queue, and I will let Brother Davis know that you're in queue and bring you up immediately. So thank you, Brother Davis. I'm sitting back, I'm listening, and I'm enjoying, and it's something that is so needed.
Well, Brother, listen, I'm going to tell you, I'm honored. I'm honored to be able to come to my brothers and sisters and let them know I possess no special gift. I've did some learning. I've did some self-teaching. I've sought out those people who could give me the answers, finding the path that will be suitable for what I'm trying to do. And all I'm trying to do is be truthful with myself first. And then as that begins to work with me, in me, and on me, I can be a testimony to what I told you can be done. And see, we fail to realize that if we don't take this course of action, then you stay where you are. And as these things of fear come upon you, you get scared, of course. As you see and let me be very clear. As you see the debaucherying of society, and it's being not only given to you on TV when you watch these living deads and that sort of thing, you realize that they literally call people who are poor and people who live in poverty zombies. Absolutely. And these people who go to these gun shows and buy these guns, or that buy them because of the destructiveness and not to protect themselves or security. It's a difference. And see, the sad part about that is that as you begin to evolve, you begin to realize, you know what? That's not me. No. Now, do we go through the phases? Absolutely, we go through phases. Should we know things that they know? To some degree. Do we have to operate them in them the way they operate in them? No, we don't. Do go to the environment so you could see the frenzy. See, one thing that these people require, they need an air of excitement so that they can become excited. And see, that's dangerous. All of this killing and shooting now, yeah, just because of what's on TV. You think these young brothers are going out here in the street and they're buying these guns? All these guns are being given to them at dirt cheap prices. What is a dirt cheap price? As easy it is to get drugs into your neighborhood, that's just how easy it is to get guns. You know, any black people who got a ship bringing that stuff over here? See, it's not about what you're doing. To them, it's about what they want you to do. When you start focusing about what you're doing and how you want to start focusing on being true to who you and that self is, all of that stuff that's out there, will start to fizzle away because it doesn't have the attention of the masses. And as we begin to grow, and people look at us and say, you know, I don't know what you're doing, but you see what this is happening over here, but you over there sitting in the park, always find a place of tranquility. Because sometimes that is going to be your refuge. It doesn't have to be a fortress. I have several. One, me and my wife, we walk to the pond up here, we listen to the water. We walk around it, we talk, we hold hands, we look into each other's eyes, discuss our grandchildren. Today we was discussing the car. But you have to understand the beauty of living and wanting to be real enough so when I reach out and I touch her, I can look at her eyes and see my effect. You see, when you start growing beyond your circumstances, you don't have to take those videos as your way of life. Because many young people do. They see guys slinging dollars and this and that. Got young girls half clad all over them. They have no idea about true love. They have no idea of how to respect a person of the opposite sex. You see, these are the things that we're working on destroying. That waste, that's what we're working on destroying. Because for a long time, when you turned on, remember when the videos first hit TV? Oh, man, I was up in front of them videos big time. All of those images were burning stuff in my subconscious that I didn't realize I didn't need until I grew far enough ahead to understand I had to be like that. And then I began to seek ways to change that because of the way I was looking at women. I'm looking at them coming and I'm looking at them going. I don't do that no more. You see, you are not unique. That's how the system is designed. And if you have personal respect, it will transform itself in other ways. I hear women and brothers, oh, there ain't no good women out here. Oh, there ain't no good men out here. That's because they're all caught up in that crap. But you let them sit down and start applying some of the tools I gave you this evening, and believe me, the transformation process will be remarkable to many of those who knew them before the change. And this is what we need, because guess what? And I have never bit my tongue. We all ain't going to do this. And personally, I know it's just a transformation process.
That's right.
See, so they can't kill me. But until right. You evolve to that point, there's going to be a certain degree of fear there. But you can take that away by the principles that I've given you tonight to grab a hold of self, start nurturing self, start feeding it the right foods. There's going to be times when you are got so much waste in you, all you could do it's fast. Well, fast and crap. Because literally, you're getting it out one way or another.
Right.
But when you do, you can always come back later and sit down to a nice salad, a cold glass of water, and look at your journal, because that's what you're doing. You're journaling ma'at from your conscious into your subconscious by being able to read your journals and memorize them and set them in a place of building in your spirit. I know exactly what I'm doing, my brothers and sisters. Make no mistake, you're not here by chance. You are not here by chance. And guess what? I'm not the only one like myself. Remember when I first started, I said we all possess the same things.
Right.
Gifts may be different, but we all possess the same tools to do exactly where we started. So do find your place of tranquility. And that person, even if it's the child in your life, take them with you, sit down and hold their hand and just close your eyes. Because every once in a while, they'll open their eyes and see if your eyes are closed. And you know what? You'll be transforming into them, into you. And that's our work. Make no mistake. Peace is our joy, not money. Because guess what? Money will go away inside. You see that coming. All you're going to need, really, is a good contact where you can get some food. Sit down, have a good conversation, maybe some good spring water. And you're in your harmony. You are in your place of peace. So I do want you to understand, nothing I said to you tonight is beyond you. You can go out and find a book on my art, or go out and see them brothers you see are so conscious as. You got anything on my art? They got it. And if they don't got it, that tells you about what they into. You see, not everybody is doing the right thing, but they are doing something. And some people will elude you to believe something that they're doing, and they're not doing it at all. You see, they might want something from you. It has nothing to do with what you want from them. Because you have to understand, we live in the most deceptive time in history. And that means that there are many people still caught up in that deception. So that's why I said, when you go out every day, that temptation and that you got to really guard your emotions. Because your players are still out there thinking you're the same old person. And guess what? It's even harder on women. You know why it's harder on women? Because women are the wellspring of life.
Man, history, yes.
Yeah, history has always had taken a greater toll on women for two basic principles. One, life springs from them. Two, they possess a feminine energy. What is a feminine energy? For those of you who don't know, every egg that is in a woman's body, it's female. You think about that. So, I'm really hoping that people are starting to sit down and really grasp what I said tonight. Start journaling. Start asking yourself questions. Put it in your journal so that even if you got to walk a certain path to get to a point where you're ready to do it, then do it. Start your journey. Because I'm going to tell you something. There's always somebody on the path. There's always somebody on the right path. And it might be somebody you know, and maybe somebody you don't know, and maybe somebody you haven't met yet. But there's always somebody on the right path. And like I said, just like you are taking this information tonight, that information may be what someone else needs. So don't be afraid to disseminate that information, especially that that works for you, because you become the testimony of your own transformation. And there's no greater testimony than your own transformation. I'm telling you from up for, listen, don't get me wrong. I'm not ahead of you. I'm with you. There is nobody who's further along the path of transformation if they're transforming. Because we should always be available to help someone else with that question. And that question may be something simple. So don't think it's going to be, it won't be rocket science, because rockets are not natural. So don't think that it's going to be something that's beyond your knowledge. Because even if you can't answer that question, it puts you on a path for more research so that when that opportunity comes, you can answer it next time. And I don't know if you noticed, but I talk in a monotone voice most of the time. And the reason being is because I have understood the power of balancing the message and the messenger. Because I can get excited sometimes. Oh, yeah, my wife will tell you. I'm not as competitive as I used to be. You know why? Because I've seen what competition has been done to us as a people. It's why they teach you to play sports at such an early age. They literally endanger your life so that they can profit off of you later. And if you don't believe me, look at this is March Madness. Who do you think's making the money? You see, there's always a method to their madness. But as you begin to open your eyes and see, you don't have to deal with that. Really. If you choose to, that's up to you. I'm not judging you. If you choose not to, that's up to you. But you also have to understand this. That your decisions are yours, and your rewards of that decision are yours. And for those people who... Go ahead.
You know, Brother Davis, I want you to elaborate, because we have only one more minute left in the show, because the new Abolitionist Radio show is going to be coming on after Tando Radio Show. But you know what? I want you to elaborate on, because you and I both firmly believe that competition is the worst thing that we can ever introduce to our children, because it brings out all of the worst in us, while cooperation brings out the best in us. And you talked about this is why they bring competition of sports, and to have that affinity that and to have that desire for young people, especially young men, to idolize and want to emulate sports figures and play that different game. But there's a reason to that, because it divides us. Competition divides us, while cooperation bonds us.
Absolutely. And you know, the philosophy behind it is another thing that we also have to understand is a part of the destruction process. Because, see, the philosophy of sport means winner, loser, okay?
Yeah.
Now, you have to understand the mindset of winner, loser, because understand success is not determined on how many times you slip trying to get there. So that success is determined that you understand that you slipped on the path to there. You see what I'm saying? But the way they devalue it is they want you to see that this is a winner, this is a loser. Winners get this, losers get that. You're right. It's inherent separation. And I'm going to tell you something. I tell my children all the time, if you are not having fun, don't do it. And the reason why I say if you're not having fun, don't do it, is because why shouldn't they enjoy the fact that they're out meeting other children, having open conversation? Some areas they're a little too touchy, then they will get there. My daughter used to come back to me and say, Dad, you know, I was in school today, and this girl said that her dad didn't ask, do you do this? No. I was surprised. Like, darling, sometimes what is going on in other people's lives is a greater burden than they are. Have to share.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Their circumstances force that on them. You do not have to accept that burden. But if they come to you in confidence, be confident to them and let them know, above all else, you're not going to say nothing unless you can help it. Let them ask you why you can reach a point you can't help it. And therefore, you will make a friend that you'll never forget. You're letting them
That's
know.
Right.
I'll keep your secret until you reach a point where it's going to put you in danger and that I'm going to say something. That makes a difference.
Huge difference. Well, everyone, I just want to thank you, Brother Davis. As always, Wednesdays is so wise, and looking forward to the next one and just throughout the whole week, because it's really what we really need, because there is what I like to say is that in order for us to change what is going on, we can't use the same consciousness that created the problem. That's what Albert Einstein said, but we need to move that into even a further direction. So, Brother Davis, once again, thank you so much. Everyone, thank you for listening to Tando Radio Show. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Dr. Hawkins is going to be on tomorrow and going to be talking about some of the findings that he had in Flint, Michigan, and what is going on throughout the whole country with this water, with the infrastructure that is tied to water, and why this is so important. So as we always say, before you ask for a blessing, to make sure to be a blessing and to do as much as you possibly can to prepare yourself and to prepare your family for the great universe of life that's within you to come forward and to shine like the stars and the constellations in the whole universe. Much love, much respect. Thank you to you, Brother Davis. Thank you so much, Sister Davis, for being you. Much love, much respect. And everyone, I just want to say, hang on. Right after Tando Radio Show is going to be the new Abolitionist Radio Show is coming on right after. And God willing, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Much love, much respect. Peace.
Girl, you are rich. Even with nothing, you know tenderness comes from pain. It's amazing how you love. Love is kind, love can give and get no gain. It's damn rugged.